Well, my name is Chris Rogers, as the pastor has already said, and as he said, we took a little while getting here, and he had called us about three times. I told my wife, I said, I'm kind of embarrassed. It seems like I don't want to go to his church, and every time he asked me, it don't work out, but I prayed, and I said, Lord, I pray that if it is your will, you'll work it out one day, and it did work out, and we're glad to be here. This is my wife, Courtney. If you can stand up, honey, so everybody can see you. All right. Well, she's just raise your hand. Oh, she stood up. All right. She's got our oldest son in her lap. That's Clint. He's about 18 months old, 17 months old. And then our other little boy, he'll be a month old in Friday. Amen. You can tell I'm a little nervous tonight. But the Lord has called us to Santa Fe, New Mexico. The Lord began working in our heart about this in August of 2009. After my wife and I were married, we took a trip to a Bible conference out to the state of California. And while we were there, the Lord began to open our eyes to the fact that not everywhere in the United States is like it is here in the Southeast. Being raised in Georgia, her being raised in North Carolina, both being raised in church, saved at young ages. We had heard all our life that there was needful unchurched areas in this country, but until you see it, I guess it doesn't affect you. At least it didn't on my part. And we went out here, and while we were there in California, we would drive through towns and cities and counties, and they wouldn't have any good independent fundamental Baptist churches that we were able to see. And we would go on the map and on the internet, and there was not any there. And I began to pray, and the Lord began to work in our heart. And while we were out there at that conference, we surrendered to church planting, and we came back, and I began to pray. I said, Lord, I know that you want me to go to the unchurched areas of this world, of this nation, but it's a big old place out there. The West has a lot of people and a lot of land, and I need to know the right place that you want me. I believe there's two things that consist in the will of God. First, there is the purpose of the will of God. And that never changes wherever you're at. Whether you're here in Jefferson, Georgia, Athens, Georgia, or Oxford, Georgia, the purpose is to win souls. And we'll be doing that in Santa Fe. And the other part of the will of God is the place. And that can change. God can change you and put you in different places. And that's what God has done in our life. I began to pray and do research, and my heart and mind were brought to the state of New Mexico. New Mexico is the most unchurched state there along our southwestern border. And there in the north central area is the capital city, Santa Fe. Santa Fe is the hotbed of liberalism, politically, spiritually, morally, and socially. All areas you can find, it is a place that's darkened to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is a spiritual problem that's there. I begin to pray about this city. My wife and I begin to pray, and we spoke to our pastor, and we begin to pray with him. And you see, I didn't want to make a mistake. I didn't want to do something that was based on an emotion, a need, or even a desire to do something for God. I was working there in the ministries of our church, driving a van route, preaching on the radio, teaching Sunday school class. I mean, we were involved there and having the time of our lives. But God, as He began to work, I said, Lord, I'm willing to do this, but I want to make sure this is Your will. I don't want this to be something that I want to do that You're not in. And I prayed about it for a little over a year. And after that time, I realized that it hadn't went away, but it had gotten stronger, the desire and the call. I told my wife one time, I said, 90% of my day as I'm working, I'm thinking of the city of Santa Fe and how we're going to get there. You can ask her. We would sit there at the dinner table in some way, somehow, before we even knew we were going, our conversation would end up in the city of Santa Fe. And I told my pastor, I said, Preacher, I can't get away from this. This is something that I have to go out and see. I believe that I was pretty sure, but I wanted confirmation from God. The Bible says that Moses sent spies into the land. Joshua sent spies into the land. Nehemiah went and viewed the wall. And so I told the pastor, my pastor, Brother Keith Everett, I said, Preacher, I must go out there and take a look at this city. And I prayed. I said, Lord, when we go out here, if it's not Your will, I want You to take every idea, every thought, every desire of me going out here out of my life. If it is Your will, I want You to confirm in my heart that this is Your will without any shadow of a doubt. And that's exactly what He did. We spent a week there and we left realizing that this was His will for our life. We've been able to start deputation at the first of the year, just a little over 7 months. And God has blessed us. We've been about 120, 115 churches. The Lord has raised about 30% of our support. We're excited about what God's doing. Santa Fe is a very needful area. It is the home of the first Catholic church in the United States of America. You can see a picture on our board of that church. We went into that church while we were there, and we walked in, and we had to pay a dollar to get in. It was open for services on the holidays, but for the most part, it's set up as a museum, but people are still able to go in there and worship in there to the false religion that is set up, and that's exactly what it is. And while we were there, we noticed that they had shrines set up around the building. And one of those seemingly to be shrines was almost like a communion table, but it had about 50 prayer candles on the top of it. And there was a sign that said, 50 cents, take a candle. And they were renting these candles out for 50 cents so that they could take those candles and pray to the idols that they had erected to Jesus and to Mary and to the saints from all through the years. And I began to think that day, that there are people that have been taught for the last 400 years. 1 year before our King James Bible was published, there was a Catholic church in this city, and since then people have been taught that it is in what they can pay, in what they can do, in what they can accomplish that's going to get them to God, not realizing that it's in what Jesus Christ paid, in what He gave on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago. And us receiving that and receiving Him as our personal Savior is our free gift of salvation. That's what we want to tell them. It's not in what a person can do, but it's Him receiving what Jesus Christ did. And folks, that's what we want. We want to take them to gospel. And we're going there to establish the Open Door Baptist Church. We are raising temporary support until this church is established. When it's established, I'll no longer need support. Send out a letter thanking all those who've supported us, and we will remain there as the pastor. But the church planting will not stop. The support will, the church planting will not. We want to see churches started out of this church in the surrounding areas. Brother Hayes and I were talking before service, and he was talking about years ago they had planted a church out of his church in another area in the state of Georgia, and that's what we want to do. There are three counties to the north and three counties to the south of this city that do not have an independent Baptist church. We want to see churches started in those areas and other cities and towns in this state. And Lord willing, we can see it branch off into other states and just see people get saved. I believe God's work is about winning souls and starting churches. And that's what we want to do, folks. God's put us in a virtually hard area spiritually. But I know this, He that's in me is greater than He that's in the world. And He's called us and He will equip us. Amen. And I'm just excited to be involved in the work of God. The Bible said that we're laborers together with God. It's not Chris Rogers' work. It's not my family's work. It's not my wife's work. It's not any individual or any one group of people's work. But it's God's work, and He is just letting me get involved in it. And I'm just excited about that. I am thankful that we're involved, and He's allowed me just to be a part, a small part of His work and seeing His kingdom furthered with the gospel. So thank God for that. Thank God that He saw fit to use us, and we're just excited. Y'all pray for us. We've got many other churches to be in. We've got about, I guess, since the first of the year till as far as we've got scheduled, about 206 churches. So God has really blessed us. We've got a lot of miles still left ahead of us. But I know this, that He that has called us will equip us, and we're just going to follow Him and endeavor to do His will. So we're going to go ahead and show the presentation and just thank you for listening. Let God speak to your heart tonight. After the presentation, it'll go straight back over to the pastor. Thank you, Pastor.